Tom Brady joins us. Good morning, Tom. How are you?
Good morning, guys. Welcome back.
Thank you very much. Happy New Year. Hey, I'm going to ask you the question, and it's a six-word question that I asked at the beginning of this program. That went well, don't you think?
Well, you know, I think we got, we got what we want out of it. I think we've, bunch of guys got opportunities to play and really took advantage of it.
Well, so. I mean, think about how well this did go yesterday. I mean, I'm not sure anything was missing, and maybe Bill will have something for you guys later in the week. Everybody, all the starters got into play, so you got rid of the rust situation. The principals were mainly unhurt, with all due respect to whatever happened to Danny Woodhead, and the backups got in and had meaningful minutes and produced as well. Thinking of Hoyer and Tate and Pryor and Edelman.
Sure. Well, and I think that's why Coach Belichick does these things. I don't think he sits there and says, all right, let's just go, slap it out there and really not put our best out there. He puts the pressure on us, in every situation. And he did last week, at the beginning of the week. He said, this guy is just the way it is. And I think the guys really responded to it. So whoever was in there was trying to compete, do the right thing, execute well, and for the most part, everybody did that. So that's really what's expected of us. That's how you improve. That's how you become a better team, and that's what the guys really, we took to it, and we came out, with really a great win.
At this time last year, Tom, you guys were getting ready to getting crushed by Baltimore. I mean, it was, I'd say, one of the low points of your time here.
Yep.
What feels different? What's different about this year than last, other than, things like, Woodhead coming in here, Falk being out? How does it feel different?
Well, I mean, I think we've really bought into what, our coach has been really preaching all year. And you're right, last year was tough. Losing the way we did, but at the same time, we didn't deserve it. We didn't earn it, and I think this team is really everything that we set out for earlier in the year. We've earned, and it's a lot of guys have come over the course of the off season, even during the season with Dion and Danny Woodhead. But if you look at the additions like Algie and Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez and the way that Ben Jarvis has played this year, just really the attitude of all the guys. I think that's been, I know earlier in the year everyone said, man, how can you guys be better? You guys really didn't add anybody. Well, we did. And Coach Belichick, he knows what he's looking for. And, he certainly found it. So it's been a hell of a year. Now it's, now we're, as he said after the game, we're 0-0 and now we've got to really see what we're made of.
Tom, this is a question we've asked you in some form or fashion for, a lot of years now, and that is, when is a tight end going to be a viable part of the offense? I suppose, obviously, the answer is now. And I'm wondering, having Gronkowski as an example, as a tight end out there for you, is that like walking down a dark alley with, like, Chuck Liddell or one of the MMA guys by your side?
Well, I have a lot of comfort. Believe me, it's been a great group. I mean, to think two rookie tight ends can come in here and do what they've done is very impressive. And with Algie and what he's done for this team, this offense, with his attitude and his leadership, and you couldn't ask for anything more. So that whole group is really a great group. They've added so much to this team in terms of their toughness and their level of performance. And, the offensive line, they're playing so well this year, and I think between those two guys, they really set the tone for the whole team. Those two groups, they really set the tone for the whole team.
Tom, it seems to me when you look at the other playoff teams and the New England Patriots, the thing that sets your team apart is this consistent, high-level play week to week. You look at the other playoff teams, it's a roller coaster ride. Can you put your finger on why that consistency exists? There are not some huge highs and some low lows?
Well, I think that's just that's the way we're trying to get it done. We haven't played great all season. I think there's definitely games where we haven't played well, and there's series and halves, quarters that we haven't played as well. But you know, I think the guys who are in there, they're trying to do the best thing. We got a lot of young players that are really trying to make a career out of this for them. So it's just, you know, a lot of the guys who are getting opportunities, if you look at a game like yesterday, like a kid like Taylor Price, who hasn't really been active at all, made, you know, three pretty big plays in the game. You look at what Brian Hoyer did yesterday. He, you know, he comes in there after not playing at all this season and has a really, you know, great game. And a guy like Julian, you know, who hasn't had a lot of opportunity this year. So, look, that's what this team's made of. It's a bunch of guys who are trying to go out there and give everything they got. And I think that's, you know, that's what we've done. That's what's worked. And I think that's what we need to continue to do.
I know you guys don't look 2 weeks ahead, let alone years ahead. But do you ever look around at all these young guys, and you know you got the coach and you got the ownership and you got the draft picks coming up here, and say, we could keep this thing going for, you know, the rest of your career, Tom?
Well, you know, I think that's – I really don't look at it like that. I mean, honestly, Jerry, I think that's so – look, anything can happen any time in football. I mean, it's guys can come and go, and you know, it's just – that's the way that you know, I think we've obviously got a good thing going this year. I hope it continues.
Tom, you resisted admitting this when I asked it to you about 5 weeks ago, and I'm talking about the value of that Cleveland loss. And I know the competitive spirit that burns inside of you and Belichick and everybody in that building. Any loss is a bad loss. But looking back at the big picture, ultimately, was that not a good thing for this team?
Well, you know, I don't think losing is a good thing. I mean, I think you certainly can learn things from losses. You can learn things from wins. But, you know, that loss, we didn't, I mean, I think we came out of that game saying, you know, we can't play like that. Mm. You know, we can't sit in here all week and say, this is the way we need to play the game, and then not go out there and play that way and be completely unaware of the situations and the style of the other team and the thing that the other teams do really well and play right into those, you know, the strengths of the other team. So, I think that's definitely, that came out of that. But, you know, hopefully we could learn those lessons without losing those games. I think that's, you know, he's watching SportsCenter.
Ah. Really? What's on right now?
Some highlights.
Highlights. You guys, of Dad?
Well, he sees his dad on the highlights. Yeah.
That's you.
Hey, of the four following things, this is a multiple choice question with four possible answers. What did you not see coming in terms of performance? McCourty being a shutdown corner, the production of the rookie tight ends, Ben Jarvis Green Ellis being as valuable in the running game as he was, or Woodhead coming in for Kevin Faulk and apparently not missing much of a step?
Well, I think, you know, having a guy like Danny Woodhead, I think that was probably the biggest surprise in that. Not the biggest surprise. I mean, I would say he's been a great player since he's been a little kid. He wouldn't be in this situation. But I guess I never followed him. You know, he didn't play much for the Jets.
Right.
I didn't hear much about him. So,
and we know you didn't watch Hard Knocks, so you didn't know him from that.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah. I mean, anyway, to lose Kevin, who's, you know, been the most consistent, durable player on our team over the course of an entire decade. I mean, it's been, you know, a leader, captain. I mean, one of the most clutch players I've ever played with. You know, to lose him for the season, and then to have, you know, someone who we really, you know, no one would have thought, you know, that Danny could step in and play the way that he has played this year. So, you know, I think that's been a huge boost to the offense, because look, we thought, you know, when you lose Kevin, you think, oh man, this is going to be a long, long year. And, you know, at that position, because of the special, you know, it's really a specialty type position, and Danny stepped in and done a hell of a job. So, that's a real credit to his work ethic and to what he's been capable of and to what he's overcome in his career, just like, you know, a guy like Wes or Julian Edelman or, you know, a lot of guys who don't come in with this, you know, all this acclaim to, you know, their name.
Well, obviously things are going well, Tom. Do you worry that maybe they're going too well? What concerns you now? Is it complacency, overconfidence? What are you worried about?
No, I mean, I don't think about complacency or overconfidence. I think we do what has been working, and that's we show up on Wednesday morning for practice with mental toughness and determination to get better. And I don't think we sit here and say, man, everything's gone so great. Yeah, this is just the way it's going to go. No, that's not the way it works. Look, we're playing the best teams in the NFL now. I mean, there's very little margin for error. You know, teams aren't going to come in here and turn the ball over seven times like Buffalo did. Mm. You know, we've got to go out there and play. Every lesson that we've learned over the course of the season, we have to understand it and put it to use. And, you know, that's going to take great leadership by the veterans. You know, I know our coaches will be on us every day to do the right thing like they always are. And I think we really have to understand what makes us successful and what doesn't make us successful.
Tom, following up on that and seeking some specificity here, what's the biggest pothole that you guys don't want to step in? A slow start by the Patriots in a particular playoff game, a ball control offense by your opponent that doesn't let you on the field, or pressure the quarterback by the opposing team, sort of like the Giants did in the Super Bowl?
Well, you know, well, that's a good question. In terms of a pothole, you know, I think slow starts, you know, we'll have, you know, this week off and we'll have the opportunity to get some rest. But, you know, hopefully, you know, we take advantage of the rest and we come out here and we play, you know, with an understanding of what's in front of us. And, look, we're not going to, you know, rest this week. We're not going to come out here and not do anything. You know, we're going to come out here and have a good week. It's going to be very competitive in practice. We're going to try to keep our edge. And, you know, whoever we play, hopefully they get, you know, a Patriot team that's rested and excited and goes up there and plays at the best 60 minutes of football. I think that's what we're expecting. And that's what we need. That's what it's going to take. And these games aren't going to be easy, man. There's not been one playoff game that I've ever played in that I go, man, that was a piece of cake. Mm. I mean, they're all a battle. And, you know, the teams that are in the AFC and the playoff hunt, I mean, these are the best teams in the league. And, you know, we're going to have to play to that level.
Hey, Boomer Esiason said, watching you, he's never seen you so motivated. And I guess that's a tough thing to define. But do you feel that way? Do you feel more motivated than ever? And if that's true, you know, what's motivating you? What's driving you?
Well, you know, Super Bowl is a motivator for all of us. I think that's, you know, the reason why we play this game is to win a championship. And there's a lot of steps along the way. And, you know, we had a lot of success here earlier in 01 and 03 and 04, and that was really the last time we accomplished a goal. So we had a great year in 07, but you know what? When it all came down to it, we couldn't close the deal. So I think I realize when you have a really good team and you have a great opportunity, you got to seize it and you got to take advantage of it. Because you know what? It's really hard to come by every year. And there are very few years when you say, man, everything, the injury situation and the schedule, the way it works out, and you get an opportunity for a first-round bye, and now we've got to take advantage of it. You can't ever squander opportunities like this. Because you know what? You never know when you're going to get another one.
Excuse this indelicate question. How much extra dough do you get for the MVP? Because I hear it's in the mail.
Well, you know, that's, you know, I have no comment.
I think it was Edelman after the game who said, talking about Hoyer and getting in there and how good he looked once he got that first, you know, couple of downs out of the way.
Yeah.
He said Edelman talking about Hoyer, duplicates everything you do. When you do something, he does something. When you get a glass of water, he gets a glass of water.
Which is ironic coming from Edelman.
Who looks like
you now.
Well, I'll tell you, both Julian and Brian are, you know, there's a reasons why they can go out like they did yesterday and play so well. It's because they're prepared for the opportunity. And they practice so hard, and they play hard, and they work hard, and they make a huge commitment to the team. You know, both those guys, you know, I love the fact that I can be a mentor, I'll tell you that, because I learned from Drew, I learned from John Freeze, I learned from Jim Miller, I learned from Vinny Testaverde and Doug Flutie and Damon Heward and Matt Cassel, and on all those guys that I learned from, things that they do well and reasons why they're successful, and I take from all those guys. And I'm glad that Brian can look at me and say, man, these are some of the things that I want to do to be successful, because that's how you learn. You look around and you say, yep, these are the examples, and these are good examples, and these are bad examples. And Julian's got a great one to look up to in Wes Welker, because Wes is such a great leader for that team.
Hey, Tom, when Bill Belichick tells Wes Welker prior to the game he's going to be inactive, is there any resistance there, or does he not have the clout? Part two, if he came to you yesterday at, 11 o'clock in the morning and said, Tom, you're not playing, would there be resistance?
Yeah, there would be resistance. I saw him earlier in the week and talked to him, and he told me the approach he wanted to take. So I said, that's great, no problem. And, whatever that he wants to do is what we're going to do. And, Wes, he told that to Wes too. So, the thing that was nice about last week was we went out and we had a good week of practice and we made improvements in practice. And I think that really showed up in the game. And that was really, the best part about it.
It was coming out and going back in. Is that like simulating game situations?
Yeah. I think that's, that can happen over the course of a game. So it's, Coach Belichick just wanted to see kind of how Brian reacted.
Tom, I know for a fact that Belichick 101 would not allow you to say who you'd like to see in the playoffs, but I would like to be interested to know if you would find it special to play against Matt.
Well, they've had a hell of a year.
Yeah.
I mean, Matt and Romeo and Scott Pioli and Charlie and Ryan O'Callaghan and Mike Vrabel, I mean, all the guys that we know really well. So, They've had a hell of a year. They're tough to beat at home. So it's there's a couple really great games next weekend. Well, in the NFC too. So you never really know how these games go in the playoffs. I remember the Dallas-Seattle game a few years ago when the fumbled snap by on the
Rumble.
Field goal on the 3-yard line. I mean, it's like things like that happen, and that's your season. So everything you work for comes down to, a special teams play where, you can't handle a snap, and it's like, man, that's the season. So there's a lot of good teams, there's a lot of good defenses, there's a lot of good quarterbacks, there's a lot of good coaches. So it's gonna be a great January.
I heard you say after the game you didn't think about the interception streak or the lack of interception streak, but do you think about it after the game, and does it feel like luck is a big part of it? What do you attribute this to? It's even guys, your Boomers and Dan Marinos and Steve Youngs. These guys are just amazed at your streak of 300. What is it again?
35, I think.
335 straight passes without a pick.
Well, I honestly don't think about it. I mean, I really don't. I'm trying not to throw interceptions, and there's times where I make a bad read and I make a poor decision and throw the ball into tight coverage. And when they get their hands on it, I mean, I think look, they could intercept it a few of them over the course of this time. So, there's quite a bit of luck that goes into it. I mean, we've also been playing with the lead. You really don't have to force the ball into those tight coverage situations when you have a lead. Offensive line has done a hell of a job protecting. It's a lot easier to make good decisions when you have time to throw, and the way that Matt and Sebastian and Dan Copin and Connolly and Wendell and Logan have played this year has been exceptional. So there's a lot that goes into it, and the way that the receivers run routes and protect the football, all those guys, they do a damn good job of being in the right place and catching the ball. So it's just, you're right. I've been very fortunate, and, I think it's, been a great credit to the whole offense, to tell you the truth, with how few turnovers we've had this season. It's been a huge reason, a catalyst for, I think, why we have won 14 games.
After Hoyer's touchdown pass to Tate that included the great play fake in the end around, and by the way, he looked a lot like you on that particular play.
Yeah.
You were in his ear immediately when he got to the bench. Can you share what that was all about?
I was happy for those. I mean, what a great throw, what a great catch.
Yeah.
I mean, and to see those two guys do it, it's You know, they don't get a chance, man. And when you're a young player and you get a chance to make those plays, I mean, it's – and Brandon's made a lot of big plays for us this year. But, you know, for Brian, I was real excited for Brian. I mean, he's – you know, he's everything you're looking for in a player, and he's a perfect Patriot. You know, he's works his tail off, you know, loves the game, is a student of the game, and he really performed well when he get the opportunity since the day that he's got here. And I think he's earned it, and – you know, he's going to be a great player in this league.
You think he's going to be the quarterback here when you're done?
He very well could be. I mean, he could be the quarterback in the first quarter of, you know, 2 weeks from now. I mean, you just never know. And, you know, I knock on wood as I say that, but that's the way this game is. You never know when you're going to get your opportunity. I certainly didn't know when I was going to get my opportunity.
Right.
And neither does Brian, but I know that he's prepared. And when he gets it, he's going to do a great job with it.
Yeah, but you look both ways when you drive through intersections now, though, Tom.
I still haven't been through that intersection.
You haven't gone through?
I haven't even gone through.
You're avoiding it?
I'm avoiding it. Never again.
All right, time now for the quarterback question of the week, brought to you by Irving Oil. It comes from John in Bedford. John says, Tom, you always talk about improving week to week. What in particular did you improve on during yesterday's Miami game?
Well, you know, I think if you look at the way we played yesterday, I think you look at the improvements. That, like I said, there's a lot of guys that got opportunities in the game, you know, that haven't had opportunities over the course of the season. And the reason what happened last week was we practiced with Julian and Taylor Price. And, you know, Fred Taylor played more than he's played last
year. Mm-hmm.
And Sammy's run the ball more. So, look, we got better yesterday. We got better last week. And, you know, all the guys that got opportunities took advantage of them. And the guys that have been playing got more experience under their belt, whether that's, you know, Ryan Wendell or, you know, Rob Gronkowski or, you know, those things that come up that you continue to build trust in each other. And the more you can play together, the more cohesive your unit is, your offense is, you know, the better that, the more in sync you're going to be and the tougher you'll be to stop. So I thought we made quite a few improvements. We're going to need to make improvements this week, even though we're not playing, because you know what? The team that we will play is going to be better next week than they will have been at the end of this week. And I think we've got to feel the same way about that.
On that note, has Charlie Weiss cleared his move to Florida with you yet?
You talked to him. I text messaged him, so.
Yeah.
You know, Charlie always does what's best for he and his family, and, you know, he's making the decision, and, you know, we wish him the best of luck. We really do.
All right, Tom. Good talking to you. Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next Patriot Monday.
Thanks, guys. Take care.